What's up? Hey, why did that repeat?
What repeat? I didn't hear anything. Other than my own handheld noises.
Are you hearing that?
No. Then again, I don't know what I'm supposed to be hearing. Maybe I'm not even in this call at all and you're just going crazy.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. No, everything I say and you say, I'm hearing again.
I am not. If you're recording, maybe the thing that's recording you is playing and you're hearing it. That's my idea.
Okay, once we get a third person in here, maybe they'll hear it.
No, I... Why would it just be me who not hear it?
Does that have something to do with the broadcaster thing you're using?
It says XSplit, I don't have XSplit on right now, so I don't know why it would, be screen capturing or anything if the program itself is not on. I think it just defaults to saying, hey, you got XSplit if you want to use it. Or Tillakristek. I cannot use video controls because this is a moderated call. I could screen share. Okay, let me do a check to see if it is my computer broadcasting out its sound.
Hold on a sec, let me get Matt in here.
Okay, can you hear some music? Do you hear Lava Reef Zone Act 1?
No, I don't hear anything.
Okay, then it's not me. Which is very different from Lava Reef Zone Act 2.
Because that's also the music. Okay, now I can hear somebody.
Can you hear me?
I can hear background noise. Yes, I can hear you now. Oh, this is live already. Okay.
I mean, damn it, both of you are echoing. Did neither of you hear that?
No.
No.
And yeah, it's not like me picking, if not pick me, if me picking up audio because I have Lava Reef Zone going on to see if my XSplit was somehow picking stuff up. By the way, is my icon the Wizard Road XSplit?
It's nothing. All right. It's dark. It's black.
Okay, this is insane because I'm hearing everything both of you guys say again, 5 seconds.
Do you have two tabs open?
No, I just have the one. Oh, I know. I see what the problem is.
What was up?
I have the in order to get the invite link.
Mm-hmm.
I have the page that, a guest would see open.
Oh.
There. Okay, I am not losing my mind. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah, I figured there was another tab open that was displaying it somewhere.
When does the fiesta begin?
I'm going to take care of my dish.
FF5 fiesta. When does it do? Oh, 1 week. So instead of 7C, I can maybe rope people into doing this Final Fantasy V Fiesta with me.
Okay, Matt, are you still at the computer?
I think he left.
Yeah, I was just making sure. Because I just submitted the form thing he linked, and I want to see if it worked.
Well, actually, technically, it starts. It starts on next Monday. Let me check on how many player to berserker ratio. Man, wow. Let's see. Are there any volcanoes in 7C? Like active volcanoes?
What? Wait, what did I come back to?
I don't know. I'm playing Lava Rezone Act 1 music. It's got me thinking about volcanoes.
Okay.
You know, from the Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Right, yeah.
Because I recently saw someone play through it with a mod that made it Sonic 3 and Amy, where you play as Amy.
Huh.
And you have, and she has her own unique moveset because she has a hammer that can make her jump real high, and it can also knock down knuckle walls, but she can't spin dash or go into a ball. Well, she can rev up, but she can't spin dash.
Huh. Weird.
Also, it's using her Sonic CD sprite. Because apparently there are a bunch of mods for Sonic on Steam now.
Why not?
Because, like, Sega's been like, okay, sure.
That reminds me of that, man, I can't remember what it was called now.
They can't do anything worse than what we've already done to our own franchise, so.
I know.
No, they haven't turned it into a pachinko machine. Sega still cares that much about Sonic.
I mean, there was Sonic.
There's not a Sonic pachinko machine?
No, but there was Sonic Spinball.
First off, it's Sonic the Hedgehog Spinball. Second off, that's based more on the cartoons than the actual games. And third of all, the soundtrack was really good, unless you count the fucking options menu, which would make your ears bleed. It was also a bad Sonic game and a mediocre pinball game. And had like 17 Chaos Emeralds.
Okay, I see your problem with the options menu music.
Oh yeah, fuck option menu music in Sonic the Hedgehog Spinball. Also, Eulalia is very good at playing it because the idea is you pause it every half second to gain a new angle while you're in midair.
Weird.
But let's see. Also, they can't do any worse than what Ken Panders did when he had control of the comics. What with Robo Robotnik and the bat in Tails' ultimate form and Knuckles' extremely big extended family, which he now has the rights to every member of that family except for Knuckles.
Weird.
Because they were all his original characters.
Oh, right, yeah.
His OCs.
Basically. They're like fucking 20 echidnas. And when in the games, Knuckles is supposed to be like the last one. Also, it was trying to combine the canon from the old cartoon show, like the Saturday morning cartoon show, with the canon that was being made with Adventures.
Wait, which one is which? Which one was Chili Dogs?
Chili Dogs eventually became main canon.
Okay.
And then now you also have the other universe where it's the new Sonic one, where Eggman began to work out, and so did Knuckles.
Right. Yeah, the Sonic Boom canon.
Where they finally realize that Knuckles is a complete colossal like idiot, and they play it up for comedy.
Yeah, the Knuckles character design is really, it's like someone stuffed a ham into like pantyhose.
Nah, he's more like if Knuckles was actually a Battletoad. Like he's got the proportions of a Battletoad.
Yeah, kind of. Just like his body shape is like a turkey shoved into Lycra.
Yeah. Also, the only other thing I know is apparently Shadow's only role on that show is to throw shade on Sonic for everything he does. I kind of approve.
But he's the ultimate life form.
I don't know. I don't know what his role on the show is. In the game, he just shows up and they never explain him. And I never watched the show. Is he explained? Do they say what Shadow is supposed to be? I don't think he's Freddy. He's supposed to be in like Adventures. Unless they want to bring up like Gerald Robotnik and fucking the president and Gun.
They should bring back all the characters from Sonic the Fighters. Remember Bean the Dynamite?
Was Knack the Weasel in Sonic the Fighters?
I'm pretty sure any character that wasn't in Chaotix that is Nack the Weasel
wasn't
animal?
In Chaotix. He was in like a.
Yeah,
a
that's game the thing. If it's a character you know that wasn't in Chaotix, then and still is a name the animal, then yes, it was probably in Sonic the Fighters.
Well, Six Weasel slash Marine the Raccoon weren't in Fighters.
Let me see.
Styx is the new one from Boom.
Knack the Weasel. Okay, there's a different Weasel. There's Fang the Sniper, who was in Sonic the Fighters.
Yes.
who actually looks almost exactly like Knack the Weasel.
Team Chaotix and Big are the only really... Okay, when I say Team Chaotix, I mean all of them except Charmy, including Mighty, are...
Charmy the Bee...
He's the most worthless member of Chaotix.
Yeah, okay, so this character's based on Fang the Sniper, I think, because the nickname for Knack the Weasel is the Sniper.
Because in Chaotix, you got Vector, who is a alligator with a boombox and wears a lot of things.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah?
Can you see the Roll20 thing I have open?
No. Are you sharing your screen?
I shouldn't have to. It's an app for Google Hangouts.
I don't have that.
I see it on the side there.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Hold on. Allow.
Wow.
It's just a blank game.
Oh, nice.
Just for the roller, if we want it.
Oh, that's cool. Also, yeah, Fang the Sniper, also called Knack the Weasel.
Let's see. You have Espio, who's a ninja chameleon.
You know, why not?
I think might also be psychic. Really, the best one is Vector. Vector kind of owns.
Which one's the alligator?
Vector.
Okay, yeah.
He's the alligator who has the ghetto blaster and, like, chains and shit.
Right, yeah, no, he's the best.
And, and then you have Big the Cat, who's 7 feet tall, and you can't teach that.
I actually watched apparently last year's SGDQ, they did a speed run of the Big the Cat story from Sonic
Heroes.
I think that's the one where
Big the Cat just can belly flop and everything, and he's doing more than
all of his boss fights are fishing. Yeah, he keeps fishing for Frog.
Oh, if it's the fishing one, yeah, that's Adventure One. He's an Adventure One in Heroes, and in the background of Adventure Two in various places, like he gets run over by the gun truck and he's on the root moon for no reason. And by
there was a polar bear character in that too, apparently, who is your grappler.
Another forgotten member of Chaotix. Fun fact, Knuckles is not a member of Chaotix, because it's Knuckles and the Chaotix.
And Chaotix, yeah.
Look up like all the original characters from the comic when Ken Panders were. Oh, I still gotta find that image that exemplifies the echidna bloat of that comic, because.
Hello, XSplit.
Oh, you actually see the XSplit, not my wizard. The wizard.
XSplits.
Yeah, we still see XSplit.
Yeah, just turn off your webcam.
I don't have a webcam. It's an XSplit.
Yeah, no. If you hit the turn off webcam thing, it'll turn off XSplit.
XSplit is broadcasting as though we're webcam.
Where is turn off webcam?
It's right next to the meter thing. Yeah.
Next to the microphone turn off.
There it is.
Right back.
Okay. There, my true form. Now, which one am I? Am I the wizard? Am I the demon he's summoning? Or am I the guy walking in on this shit?
What is this? What is this picture from?
It's a buff wizard that conquered Fire Island.
And also that lady.
Looks like something off the Bargain Books Twitter.
I put Fire Island into Google, and the first result is Fire Island Gay.
Well, pretty sure that was like a name of a gay club or something.
It's also the name of a city in Alaska.
I don't know. I wasn't a gay. God, I'm gonna find that image. I need to have saved that image. Have I saved that image? Let me check my images folder.
By the way, Charlie, Fire Island wasn't a gay club. It was a literal island with a lot of gay clubs on it.
Well, what is that but just a fucking gay...
What, What is it? What is a collection of gay clubs but a giant gay club? Gay club walled city.
If you know. Hooters.
Also, Hurricane Sandy divided into two islands.
Wow. We're both alike in respect and honor or something. That's the tale of two cities, right?
Attention, we have conquered China.
What?
The reference you're looking for is both alike in dignity, I believe.
What's this a reference to?
The opening of Tale of Two Cities.
Ah, okay.
Two cities, both alike in dignity.
Or was that a Romeo and Juliet where both the houses were alike in dignity?
Ooh, you raise an excellent point.
Where, and the joke is they had no dignity because fucking Romeo and Juliet was ironic as fuck.
Coming this summer to ABC, still star-crossed.
Somehow they managed to get 7 seasons out of this.
That's actually real, by the way.
What, Romeo and Juliet sitcom?
Yeah.
Well, how long did Tybalt last?
The idea in this one is it's a little while after the events of Romeo and Juliet, and the Romulans and the Capulets are.
Yeah, <that's> it.
They're starting to get along.
Fit in.
They're starting to get along, so they start an arranged marriage. But the twist this time is that the two people don't love each other. Having sued the ABC.
Who would have thunk? Arranged marriage with between noble houses where the two people don't get along just dandy.
By the way, also coming to ABC, two different shows currently in pilot about a tough mom that has to move to a new city to care for their special needs child.
What type of special needs?
One of them, cerebral palsy, and for that a kid with cerebral palsy that needs speech therapy. The other one is undefined special needs, but implied to be autistic.
Huh.
The Charlie Olmsted story.
Your tough mom needs to change cities?
No, but I do have an undefined mental disorder that is probably autism of some sorts.
Hmm.
I don't know, they said Asperger's when I was a kid, and that isn't a thing anymore. I don't know, I'm not.
Sort of is, it's just like, it's...
Isn't that just like high-functioning autism?
Yeah, it's like a colloquialism for autism of certain severity, but with certain symptoms.
Yeah, they got rid of it because people kept self-diagnosing themselves.
Yeah.
I think.
I heard that was one of the most common self-diagnosed things along with, like, BPD.
What's BPD?
Borderline personality disorder.
Yeah, that's a strange one.
I mean, doesn't that mean, though, you're, like, either really, like, your moods are really... Wait, which one's borderline personality disorder?
I don't remember anything about it other than you're really clingy.
I think it's the one where, like...
Yeah, it's like the way that you value people is really messed up. Like, it's either basically all on or all off.
Borderline personality disorder.
A lot of behavior, I believe, stuff like that.
The general idea is that when you're connecting with people, you want to meld with them almost, and then you want to break away from them because you're losing your sense of self. So you have a very erratic changes in how close you want to be to people.
Kind of like how your left brain feels about your right brain.
Yeah.
Only it eventually gets over that and you basically become one brain.
Yeah. So that leads to mood swings, strange self-image and sense of identity, dissociation.
Wait, you think that's what the size of the brains happens when they get split from each other?
No, that's actually a different thing. They have had cases of people who have their brain completely divided in half, and there have been interesting test results on them.
Yeah, I've watched a thing about that, how, like, it apparently the left brain has its own mind, and the right brain has its own mind, but since the right brain is the one of capable of speech, it's the only one that gets to talk at all.
I think if you have the... I know the left brain can communicate in certain way, or the left brain can communicate through writing or something, I thought.
Yeah, there are ways to ask them different questions.
Yeah. And also, if you ask them, like the left brain will sometimes pick something up without the right brain knowing. And if you don't see it, you'll claim you're not picking anything up. If you do see it, you'll come up with an excuse for why you picked it up.
Yeah. My favorite anecdote was when they asked the two sides whether they believed in God, and they gave different answers.
Right, yeah. You brought that up in the Talus Principle thing, because it caused another weird redefinition of theologic principles.
Right.
This is why you don't want to get your brain cut into. That part, yes. That connects the two pieces, it's kind of, important.
What's the reason they normally cut the corpus callosum?
Seizures.
Yeah, it's a way of getting rid of really bad seizures.
Gotcha. Also, people who are submitting things to the Google form, maybe say that you've done it. I already have two different submissions for tonight's 7C game.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I figured I had the authority.
And they have two. They have different. And they have different links.
Why would they have different links?
I thought I was supposed to link our YouTube channel.
No, Charlie. No.
No, it's the link to the video that's recorded on Hangouts.
Boy.
I'm gonna add a thing to the description here saying, please only submit if you're the person who is who's submitting.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
I didn't know how it worked. You just threw a thing up, and I thought I had to fill it out.
You can ask a question. You can ask questions. That's fine.
No, years of public ridicule have taught me not to.
All right, there we go. All right, I can take it back into preview mode.
Now, mine should work. It should link to the broadcast right now, but after the broadcast is over, it'll link to the video.
Sure, and I'll just fill in the session number, because I think I'm the only one who actually knows what session it is.
Yeah.
Susan's kept sending me recordings that just say from the time that she started recording. So I think episode 11, she wrote episode 2.
Oh, I see.
Let me see. This is the most recent one we did was 17, so this is 18.
Ah, finally. Let's say campaign is legal.
God damn it. I mean, 5 games ago, it was legal in Japan.
So
only parts of Japan.
So I just got back from an L5R game.
Yeah.
Basically, we were fighting a golem that could only communicate with us through mystical writing. And once we beat him, we took a look through the armor, which turned out to be basically animated. And we took off the sash, and on the inside of the sash it said, "Dare you go further?"
Oh my.
You were making that way more dramatic than it was.
And he had no idea about the sex joke, apparently. Also, the...
What?
That game was not how I expected it to go.
What?
Were you expecting Samurai Champloo or something?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you now. Okay. Yeah. You were muted for a while.
I wasn't talking until recently.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, James left out all the most important parts of that story.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, what happened?
It was a much less serious game than I was expecting going into it.
So, was it Samurai Champloo?
No, it's not that serious.
It's literally Monty Python and the Holy Grail. But in Rokugan?
I don't know. Samurai Champloo had an episode which was dedicated to playing baseball versus Americans.
That seems fine.
Baseball not having been invented yet.
Baseball.
And Mugen won by knocking out the entire team with pitches.
I mean, valid.
Also, one of the members of their team was a dog.
That's how you win Blood Bowl.
There's no rule saying a dog can't play baseball.
Also, there was an episode which involved a tag war between rival graffiti artists, and also Mugen was learning how to read. And then he learned how to read and made his own symbol for Mugen, which means infinity. He made the infinity symbol. J Mugen is Japanese for infinity.
Right.
Also, the taggers were picked up by a fashion artist.
That's my favorite way to win in Blood Bowl. Just start wounding people until they don't have enough players to field a team.
That's called Orc Bowl.
Yeah. Well, everyone's dead. Great, lasting injury. Gotta fire him now.
Literally worse than being dead.
Now I have to fire him, and he took some star player points with him when he went.
It reminds me of, I was listening to the Iron Galaxy podcast, which is the Team GFB podcast hosted by Dave Lang, and my brother was on there on one episode. They were talking about when they were concepting the idea that eventually became Blitz the League. They had a game called Blitz Playmakers, which was like this weird kind of like rollerball take on football, where it was going to be a lot less serious, I guess. Where the opening cutscene showed like an injured player, and then the medic shows up on the field and like rolls out his doctor bag, and it's got like cortisone and a compress and then a gun. And you see him looking over all of his options, and then eventually he just takes the gun and shoots the player.
That's basically Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, one of the ways you injure people is by knocking them into the sidelines and sending them into the crowd, and then the crowd mauls them.
I'm sorry, it's fatal. What? But he's clearly...
I mean, that's how it works for horses, man. Why shouldn't it work that way for people?
Well, people actually have a chance to recover, maybe. Horses, they break their legs, they're going to, like, die of infection or blood loss or a bunch of other stuff.
It's still fucked up that two horses died during the fucking horse race.
Didn't one of them have, like, a heart attack?
One of them won and then went back to the stable and was found dead. The other one spun out. And they all had very stupid names because you can't name a horse the same thing twice.
Yeah, that's part of that's part of any pedigree animal, actually.
Yeah, but dogs you don't usually see as dumb names with.
If you go to show dog stuff, you will see very dumb names.
Are they on the degree of orb?
I haven't talked to many people who like raise like pureblood snow dogs, show dogs, but I remember one was named Champagne Theo's Cuz.
Because the name,
show dogs is even weirder because the name also has to be a signifier of lineage as well as unique and like under a certain number of characters.
Yeah, horses. Yeah, with horses, it's just whatever. That's why you get Rule of the World and Night Quest and American Pharaoh.
Yeah, there's a character limit on horse names, too. I don't remember what it is, but yeah.
It's just the character limit, though. You can name them like you named your RPG characters.
Yeah. I just wonder how many years it is until... Recorder up? Huh?
Should I get Total Recorder up, or...?
It's right now it's recording to YouTube.
All right, that's cool.
What was the Yeah, I'm just wondering how many years it's gonna be until we get to like
Well, we also had back in the day we had that whole horse that had a weird way of spelling potato as a name. It's like potato or potato.
I like the horse that could do math.
You're thinking of Mr. Ed.
No, there was a horse that could do math, but then they discovered that his owner was just coaching him.
Yeah.
Well, how else is he going to learn math?
Well, the point is, when he had clopped his hoof the right number of times, the trainer had this little smile he did that the horse knew meant stop clopping.
Okay. Also, right, accessing, you might have to, yeah. If we have to restart the call, then that actually means we might have to restart, like, everything. Because once you turn a Hangouts on air, once it stops being live, you can't go live again.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean...
Because it's supposed to be for live streams.
Axe should be able to use the settings to redefine where his stuff goes.
Yeah, let me do that.
Unless it's not showing up on the list at all.
Max, are you sure you have a microphone? Sure you didn't plug in a carrot?
He was talking earlier.
Oh, by the way, James, have you seen the Rhett to Prey DeShot videos that have been going up?
No.
It's a Slow Beef and Thai Tuesday. They found there's apparently this Russian patent company that is trying to patent troll in the most inefficient way possible by inventing the most inefficient things possible.
Nice.
Like a grocery store you drive through with your car.
Wait, how can you like, patent like, troll like, on this? Like, you need to have...
Like Blues Brothers?
No. It's... Okay, so there are these large conveyor belts that bring down food to your level, and you drive around the linoleum floor, and then, like, go through all the objects and pick them, and also go to multiple aisles, because things spread out. And, oh, also they invented the earthquake bed that throws you into a dumpster when there's an earthquake. But unless you have a pillow in on the sensors, then it won't, because heaven forbid you lose an arm.
The hell is Charlie talking about?
I heard something about patent trolls trying to patent troll by making patents that are, like, never going to be used.
Or a restaurant that all your food comes down from the ceiling and is delivered from the ceiling and it's all made...
In the ceiling?
Yeah. On conveyor belts and stuff, and it's all TV dinners. Also, a thing to clear out cholesterol by cutting it up through your arteries.
That thing actually exists.
Yes, but they found a more inefficient way of doing it.
Physically get in there. Just get in there.
A more dangerous, like...
Because right now they have the Pac-Man thing.
No, this is like it takes like razors into your bloodstream and cuts up just cuts up that shit. Like, it also cuts off the circulation of the bloodstream while it's doing that. Also, you need the cholesterol needs to be able to get through by the device to get, you know, to do that, for it to work.
Oh, Axe, did you figure anything out?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay.
Here's the shortest one. It's the hell bed. The bed that is hell.
The bed that eats people?
It basically does.
More on that later. But since we have everyone here, and it's coming up on 10 o'clock, let's do this.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the police.
Yeah.
And Sting.
Yeah, I've kind of like tuned out the sounds of sirens, so I just have to remember to mute.
No, I don't want to do that.
Google, Google, stop. Bad
no,
Google.
I meant more Windows.
Okay, Google.
First you get to artifacts, then you get to power, then you get to women.
What about the coke? Has cocaine been invented yet?
That's actually an excellent question.
I think I don't even know if we're in a place that has access to coca leaves. Although
no, we aren't. Well, but Midnight in the new world, they might also very well have it.
Well, Midnight Archipelago also may be
like we got a lot of opiates. I think.
Well, maybe in the Crescent Empire, there's some coca. I think cocaine was invented in the 1800s. I know, like fucking. Sherlock Holmes used it.
Yeah, so did, yeah. It was, except it was, you put it in liquid and you drank it back then.
Yeah, I would think, like, it was supposed to be used, like, for, like, Sigmund Freud was originally touted it as, like, a psychological thing.
Sigmund Freud did a lot of psychological things. A lot of things that were touted as being psychological, let me say.
Oh, it's actually been around for a long, long time. Thousands of years, indigenous people in South America chewed it for nutrients.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the actual refinement.
No, I'm getting there. Then the Spanish arrived, and they thought it was the work of the devil, but then they liked it.
They did lines of it, and like, oh, this must be God.
Yeah. And in 1609, some guy wrote that it protects the body, and when our doctors use it in powdered form to reduce swelling of wounds, it strengthens broken bones, expels cold from the body, and prevents sinuses from being too liquidous. So by 1609, they at least were snorting cocaine.
Sure.
Now, were they using razors to cut it up, though? Were razors invented yet?
Anyway.
Were glass tables invented yet?
So.
What is going on in the background there?
Wait, did you hear me use the Macho Man soundboard?
Yes.
Did you hear me use the Macho Man soundboard?
You got the quote page in 3 months.
Did you hear? That's it.
I heard I'm going wild. I always remember the Macho Man dragon because of that.
Right. So, let's see. This is what you've learned. Translate to the mountains of smoke.
Smoke. Sub-Zero. Scorpio.
No, not Scorpio. That's a different man. Serpico.
Johnny Cage.
I can't hear what you're doing, Charlie.
I posted in the chat.
What is Charlie posted in the chat?
It's Dracula's
Castlevania.
From Castlevania Symphony of the
Night. Okay.
It's the one that plays when you first enter the castle.
I defended my decision to pick up the cat.
All of us regretted the decision.
Nobody wants to be tripped by a cat down the stairs in this kind of castle.
Yeah, you'd fall forever.
I warned you about stairs, dude. Crow, I warned you. I warned you about stairs. Told you about stairs. Just keeps happening. Never forget. What's up? Go check out these knishes.
Nice.
Apparently they come from a Polish Lithuanian region that was ruled by Russia at the time.
Hmm. That explains why I'm familiar with the name, but I've not experienced the thing.
I've heard of them, but I didn't know what they were, where they originated from.
Eastern Europe, mostly from Jewish population.
Yeah, there's a very strong Polish population in Chicago.
Cleveland, too.
That's how I learned about lutefisk.
Oof. Don't eat the lutefisk.
I think they used to have lutefisk at my church, but I never had it.
That's mostly, bread with stuff in it.
Yeah. No, yeah, this is considerably better than lutefisk.
Yeah. I forget, is lutefisk the lye one, or is it just supposed to be the most smelly
one? It's the lye fish, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the official name for potato pancakes?
Latke.
Yeah, latke.
It's the Yiddish word for it.
I heard the second batch is better than the first because of all the stuff from the first batch gets mixed into the second.
That's how most frying works in general.
Remember that episode of King of the Hill where they got the deep fryer? No?
I mean, I make fried chicken at James's house sometimes.
It ended with them trying to fry a can of beer.
Yeah, that seems like a bad idea.
After frying up stuff because they saw it at a fair, so they fried stuff like bananas and shit, and at one point piece of fried chicken.
I mean, deep fried bananas are good, just like chocolate covered frozen bananas.
And Kevin's back.
Yay! Cool.